Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and this is the only podcast where I just got bit by ants. My index finger only, thankfully. I don't use that to type or anything. Anyway, we don't sell a lot of video games, but I do like to talk about them. The original PlayStation turns 20 this week. To celebrate, game sites will make reports on the ravages of time, while Sony will put out a limited edition PS4 in the original PlayStation Gray with a original PlayStation logo. And in Japan, they're going to do an Optimus Prime toy in the PS1 style alt mode. Actually, the PlayStation style alt mode. The PS1, of course, was the white, adorable redesign. Came a couple years later. Retrospectives and lists abound, but the thing I found the most disturbing was just how distant my favorites are from everyone else's. For example, Joystick, a great site I read every day, they left their list up there, and it doesn't have Metal Gear Solid on it, which is just criminal. I mean, they had Final Fantasy 7 and 9, and not 8, which is very important, but no Metal Gear? I don't know. Street Fighter V was announced today, accidentally. It claims to be a PlayStation 4 and PC exclusive, no Xbox this time. I guess I have neither of those, so it doesn't really matter. The new 3DS from Nintendo is out in Japan with extra processing power, a second analog nub, and amiibo compatibility. It also has a new web browser with an Easter egg. If you tap out the first 6 notes of the Super Mario Bros. Level 1 music, you get a breakout clone with a ball and bricks writing out the name of a URL. So it's kind of neat. I saw a video this morning of it. It's cool. Check it out. PlayStation 4 this week has Monopoly Deal, which does not seem to be in production as a card game anymore. The Crew, Game of Thrones, Season 1, Episode 1, Secret Ponchos, and that would be a great band name. Final Horizon, Monopoly Plus, Madden NFL 15 Holiday Edition, Rabbids Invasion Gold Edition, and Grand Theft Auto 5, and Free Bull Shark Cash Card. Grand Theft Auto 5, you might have heard, has been banned in Target and Kmart in Australia, which I assume at this point they're doing just as a marketing thing to say, get the game that's banned at Target! And then in real small print, Australia. Which is what seems to be going on all the video game news sites this morning. PlayStation 3 has Siberia and Madden NFL 15 Holiday Edition, as well as the PS1 port of Chess, which is also on the Vita, along with Final Horizon and Fantasy Hero Unsigned Legacy. The Xbox One has Boomball for Kinect, while the Wii U, it's a pretty good week for Wii U, you can download the full retail version of Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, or you can also get the Virtual Console games Fire Emblem Game Boy Advance, or Lode Runner from the NES. The 3DS, you can download Ultimate NES Remix, Christmas Wonderland 4, and Disney Violetta Rhythm and Music. Before you buy Ultimate NES Remix for any platform, I just want to point out that there are differences between the ports. I have not purchased either yet because I have been doing my research, and my research tells me the 3DS version is missing a lot of content from the Wii U version. The Wii U version has the 2 digital downloadable NES Remix games, plus some levels from the Famicom Remix games from Japan that weren't brought out over here, so you get the whole package. On the 3DS, they take out a lot of levels. You don't get some of the sports games, you don't get some of the mini-challenges, and maybe that sounds good to you. And even though I don't like sports, I would like to have goofy, weird little remix challenges involving golf. I mean, that sounds like fun. So if you're in the market for NES Remix, keep in mind both versions are $30. It looks like the Wii U version has more content, so I'm going to drag my feet a little bit, and I don't have a Wii U now, but who knows what tomorrow will bring. And I might like to get that one. But otherwise, I was all set to get NES Remix or 3DS because, let's face it, some of the best experiences you'll have in video gaming as an adult are on the toilet. And it's nice to be able to take it with you. Anyway, what else do we have? On sale, Entertainment Earth. Cyber Monday is over. But some of the sales still continue. For a couple more days, you'll be able to pick up items from our Cyber Monday sale. We've got close to 100 items. Some of them sold out, and that's the way the ball goes flat, I guess. But you can order a bunch of items right now. Just go to our website, click on the banner, and you can see what's available. This sale is going to end real soon because we're going to have another sale, and I can't tell you what that is. So go ahead and go to entertainmentearth.com to save big today. Don't forget to take advantage of a free shipping offer. And pre-order some stuff too, because that way you'll get it first later. That's what I do, and that's why I have RC and Chromia this morning. I like Transformers. Other new stuff. What do we got to talk about? Pre-orders! You can order the Minecraft Creeper Anatomy Deluxe Vinyl Figure. Pretty neat. Mezco is doing a line of Mortal Kombat action figures. 6 inches, super articulated, interchangeable hands and heads of Raiden, Sub-Zero, and Scorpion. Get over here! I don't think they said it quite so friendly in the game, but whatever. We also have the Sonic the Hedgehog Sonic Generations Diorama statue for pre-order, which is kind of neat. We've also recently received the Halo Master Chief 18-inch action figure, the Nintendo Amiibo Samus Aran Wii U minifigure. Oh, I bought one of those. You better believe. Metroid? Yeah, I'm going to buy a Metroid figure. Should get one too. We also have the Diablo 3 Shadow of Diablo Deluxe Scale 9-inch action figure. And last I checked, these are in stock, but Always in Motion is the future, and Them's Who Snoozes Loses. So check those out. I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Have a great weekend. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and news.entertainmentearth.com. I got to finish up recording the podcast so I can upload them and then go to lunch and then come back because I just got, I've been looking for this record for years. It's a split LP between the Knockups and the Chase, and I hope it's good. So have a great weekend.